We're back in the studio this week with Ashley Bean Thornton for ACT Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
So happy to have you back. Glad to see you're feeling better.
So glad to be back. Never skip the flu shot.
Duly noted after hearing your stories, that's for sure. Lots of things happening. A big Easter weekend in the heart of Texas.
Yes, and it kicks off Saturday morning. Kind of a spring tradition is March for Babies, the March of Dimes, March for Babies. I can remember doing that when I was a kid in junior high, even. Our Waco area March for Babies is going to start at 9 o'clock at McLean Stadium. You can register starting at 8 o'clock. It's a 3-mile walk to raise money for stronger, healthier babies. So I hope a lot of folks will go out and participate.
And Farmers Market is going to be going on, too, this week, and some interesting things going on with the Master Gardeners.
Yes, and please, everybody, remember that the Downtown Farmers Market is, for the next several months at least, going to be truly downtown in the McLennan County Courthouse parking lot while some construction work is being done around their home base. But this weekend, if you are interested in bees and butterflies, they are going to have the Master Gardeners there in the community booth talking specifically about bees and butterflies. So perfect springtime topic. Come learn how to draw those little critters to your own garden at home.
Nice. And you also have the chance to support the Humane Society of Central Texas at Play for Paws.
Yeah, I think this is a really fun event. If you hadn't been out to King's Landing yet on Valley Mills Drive, what they're doing this weekend is they're going to have a whole day of games related to animals, and you can come out there and play. They're just taking donations. They're hoping to get at least a $5 donation from each person to support the Humane Society of Central Texas. They also have food out there for purchase, and every $50 raised saves the life of an animal.
Great cause there. Lots of Easter egg hunts happening all over town with it being Easter weekend, and too many of those to list, but you can go to www.actlocallywaco.org. Go to that website and see everything that's happening there.
Yeah, all kinds of egg hunts, but there's one particular thing that's a little bit different. It's called the Easter Keg Hunt, and it starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. This is the brainchild of Barnett's Pub, which is at 420 Franklin Avenue, and this is going to be like an intense downtown scavenger hunt.
Fun.
Where it's $35 to enter, and your team solves clues and completes tasks to find Easter kegs. And if you find all the kegs first, including the golden keg, you're the winner. So it's teams of 3 to 8 players. So get in touch with the folks at Barnett's to participate in the Easter Keg Hunt Saturday at 3.
For the golden keg.
The golden keg, yes.
And the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show is coming to Harley-Davidson of Waco. That's also on Saturday.
I know. I think this sounds awesome. It is everything you would think of that Paul Bunyan would do. So it's like axe throwing, cross-cut sawing, underhanded chopping, chainsaw racing, all kinds of lumberjack sports. So 12 lucky individuals will have the opportunity to compete. It's an amateur competition. Show times are at 10 and 2. The competition starts at noon, and this is all at Harley-Davidson of Waco on Saturday.
Then jumping ahead to Monday, you can celebrate bats at Cameron Park Zoo. There will be keeper talks and activities, and guests wearing Batman costumes will receive free admission to the zoo. T-shirts don't count.
Nope, have to be the full deal.
Yeah, and that's from 9 until 5 Monday at Cameron Park Zoo.
Yeah, and then on Tuesday, a lot of stuff going on. For example, the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, their monthly luncheon is going to focus on the chief of police and the fire chief.
Nice. Some local heroes being featured there. The Hispanic Chamber is at 915 LaSalle Avenue, just down the street from KWBU.
Yep. And then at the Central Library, they are having they have this regularly. It's called STEAM Team. If you're not familiar with STEAM, it stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. And this will be teams of folks working together to see who can engineer the sturdiest box tower. And they'll have flying Angry Birds waiting to destroy it. So this is a fun activity for kids. Starts at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And then, a little bit later Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, Fair Chance Waco is having a free screening of the Oscar-nominated documentary 13th. This is a very powerful film. It takes a look at systemic racism in the United States, particularly focusing on mass incarceration. And Fairchance Waco will have a booth outside explaining a little bit about what they're doing. This will be right outside the Rock Youth Center, which is over on West Avenue.
And then on Wednesday, Fashion with a Passion is the theme for this year's Mission Waco Style Show and Luncheon. It's $45 per person. It will take place in the Phoenix Ballroom on Wednesday from 11 until 1.
Yeah, and then on Thursday, kind of winding up the week, one really important meeting that's going on from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the MCC Conference Center. There's going to be sort of a summit called the Heart of Texas P20 State of Education in Central Texas Summit. So we'll have some experts from the area kind of getting us up to date on what's going on regarding education in our area. You'll also get an update on Prosper Waco's initiatives regarding education and how lots of folks in our community are collaborating to make sure our educational system is really strong. That costs $15, but the public is welcome. It's at the MCC Conference Center over on North 19th. And then Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8, I love this series. They have it, you know, pretty much monthly. It's called Science Thursdays at the Mayborn Museum. And this particular one is going to be about smoke, smog, and city life. So you show up at the Mayborn. They have some cookies there for you. And then there's a lecture, usually from one of the Baylor professors. This time it's going to be Rebecca Sheasley, who is a professor of environmental science at Baylor. And she's going to talk about urban air quality and why it's important to our health, and give a little information from a study she did in Houston. So 6:30 for cookies, 7 o'clock for the lecture. The lecture is free, but if you want to go on and go to the museum, that is the additional museum admission.
Get out and enjoy them. Be a part of lots of these activities. Ashley, again, so good to have you back, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.